It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome, everybody, to the program. Good to have you with us here tonight, here on in good old Atlanta. Jim Ross back from Tampa. Tony Schiavone back from Cobb County. He's here with us tonight. And, Tony, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jim. It didn't take me as long to get here as it took you.
Are you sure? Traffic's pretty bad from that part of the country sometimes.
Not on Sunday nights, usually, but on Monday mornings, it's horrible.
Yeah, we had an hour flight.
Did you?
An hour's flight from Tampa, and it was our first road victory of the year. We were the last team in the National Football League to win a road game. And it came with a very positive response from the team and the staff, and it was a good feeling today on the way to the airport, and then back to Atlanta tonight.
It's always good to end up some seasons. I know you got a couple more games to go, but it's good to end up the season with wins because it makes you feel good about the season, regardless of what happened earlier on in the year.
We need to beat the Dallas Cowboys next Monday night, and then we'll end it off the day before Starcade on the 27th of December out in Los Angeles, actually Anaheim, for the Rams Falcon game.
So I think there's a good chance to end up with three straight.
Could be. You know, if we can beat the Cowboys, that's the big thing I think right now.
Right.
And that's what's on everybody's mind. But anyway, enough of football. Congratulations to the Falcons and everybody involved, the team, and we will be back on the air with the Falcons next Monday. The tailgate show I think is going to start about 6:35 or something like that Monday night. So they're going to be having, I want to say this, I went out to dinner last night with Tommy Novus, and I do want to say to everybody that may be listening that I know that many of you don't have tickets for the Falcon-Cowboy game, and the game's been sold out for quite some time, but they are involved with the Marine Corps Reserves on the Toys for Tots campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They're encouraging everybody that's going to the ball game to be sure and bring a new unwrapped toy of any price, any size, and to help the Toys for Tots campaign here at Christmas. And if you don't have a ticket, but you still like to participate and help make some youngsters' Christmas nice, then you can drop those toys by the CNN Center on Monday afternoon during the tailgate party, and Neil Williamson and all the guys will be there. So anyway, I wanted to say that because that's a real good cause, and it certainly it ensures that some children are going to get something for Christmas that otherwise might not.
Absolutely.
And that's really, really important. Tonight we're going to talk about Starrcade 92 coming up right here in Atlanta in the Omni on Monday night, December the 28th. We're also going to be telling you what's coming up on television this weekend, talk a little bit about that, talk a little bit about the issues of the day, a lot of things going on involving some pretty competitive matches involving Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes. The Ron Simmons ravishing Rick Rude matchup at Starrcade is certainly one that is taking a little different turn this weekend, and we'll talk about what we are referring to. Barry Windham and Flying Brian Pillman, who will challenge Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Shane Douglas for the Unified Tag Titles, could be, I think, one of the sleeper matches. You know, sometimes you look at these cards and you say, aha, that could be the match that really steals the show, and that may be that match.
And it's because there are four great athletes competing, and Barry Windham, regardless of the turn he has taken and the attitude he has taken with the Dustin Rhodes thing, is still one of the greatest competitors the sport has ever seen.
Oh, yeah. All the tools.
Yes, he has all the tools, and he with Flying Brian together, they look pretty darn good as a team, Jim, and regardless of how they think or how they feel, I like them a lot.
Pillman says he can trust him, and if he can and they can coexist, they're going to be very competitive. But we're also going to be taking your telephone calls. We would like for you to be a part of the program. 872-0750 is our number here locally. 1-800-WSB-TALK, nationally toll-free. The program being heard in 37 states tonight on this big 50,000-watt radio station. All of our lines are busy. We are going to the telephones immediately and talk to Shane tomorrow. Shane, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone. Hello, Shane. Shane, are you there? Come back, Shane. Are you there, Shane?
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a question for you about the Barry Windham Dustin Rhodes situation.
All right, sir.
Okay, and also a comment. How did this feud between them start exactly? Was it Barry's fault, or was it Dustin's, or a little bit of both?
Well, I tell you, I think there's always two sides to every story. My opinion, and Tony can give you his. I'm sure there was a little bit of both guys were a little bit at fault. My only concern regarding Wyndham is I think he took it a little bit too far. I mean, to make your points, one thing, but to you know, I think he may have took it a step too far. Why they got on the odds? Who knows? They both they're both a lot alike, and sometimes people that are a lot alike don't get along.
And my comment that I wanted to make, and I hate to say it, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree, but, you know, I've watched Barry, you know, as a child, and I'm going to have to go with him, you know, as far as this situation goes, you know, because I think Dustin, you know, is trying to, you know, act like his dad a little bit, and that just ain't going to cut it.
You don't think acting like his dad is good?
Not really.
Okay.
Well. You know, I think Dustin, you know, ought to try and make it on his own, and if he can't do that, you know, he needs to, you know, leave the sport.
All right, Shane. Thank you for your call.
You know, I think there's something deeper into this Barry Dustin thing than we have thought about, Jim. Take you back to 88 when Barry and the father, Dusty Rhodes, had a big fight in the dressing room and a big split. I think there's been problems between that family for a long time that have now just been building over the years, and especially now that Dustin and Barry have teamed up, it's kind of boiled over.
Yeah. It's some personal things, I'm sure, involved in it that may not be any of our business.
Right.
I mean, we all want to know, why are they fighting?
Yeah.
Which is a common question, and it should be addressed. But if it is personal, if the reasons are personal, maybe it isn't any of our business. Yeah. So there. Let's talk to Larry and Jackson. Larry, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone tonight. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I had a question about the Lethal Lottery.
Okay.
You said for a while now that the roster was going to pretty much stay the same through the end of the year. But said that Paul Orndorff would be in the Lethal Lottery or would go straight to Battle Bowl?
No, he's going to be in the Lethal Lottery. Everybody... the way that this thing works, and to try to simplify it, is that the whole thing started off with 16 men. Four men were drawn at the Clash. You know who those four are, right?
Right.
Cactus Jack and Johnny B. Badd, they'll be wrestling Van Hammer and Dan Spivey. Sting also qualified because he won the event last year.
Right.
So that took up five places, meaning there will be 11 names drawn in the Omni on Monday, the 28th of December, and those 11 names drawn in order will then, I would assume, Larry, that the first name drawn, and this is only my assumption, I'm assuming that the next name drawn will be Sting's partner.
Yeah, that's what I think's going to happen.
And then the next two names...
So he's the number five and the number six pair at like 7 and 8, 9 and 10.
Right.
Okay.
Simple as that, and there's no... You know, I mean, they fill a bracket just by drawing names and putting them up. So, I mean, it's not like they seed anybody or they look at the teams once they're drawn and say, oh, this team should be in this part of the bracket, this team could be in this part of the bracket, like you would a basketball tournament or something. So it's at random. So Orndorff, even though Orndorff is in the Lethal Lottery, there is absolutely no guarantee that he will wrestle the night at Starrcade or anybody for that
right.
matter.
11 people will be drawn, Larry, and of those 11 people... There's potentially like 32 or 35 people who could be drawn for those other 11 spots.
That's what I was wondering.
Right.
And there may be more. Those numbers have never been really clearly defined. Uh-huh. We know there's going to be over 30 names, maybe 40 names in the drawing. And out of those, out of how many names there will be 11 selected.
Well, I'll be there.
Okay, buddy. Well, we appreciate that. And that'll be, of course, in the Omni. For, you know, we really appreciate everybody watching these events on pay-per-view. I get a kick out of watching pay-per-view events, the boxing. I like to watch boxing, and I watched the WWF pay-per-view a couple of weeks ago, and I can see a lot of people really enjoying that. I think that's neat, but if you had the chance to see this thing live, that's what you want to do. That's the deal. 28th of December in the Omni. Pay-per-view is wonderful. If you can't be there, then you obviously need to be calling your cable company, but there's nothing like being there live and seeing... people have a lot of fun, really get into what they love, and that's wrestling. And if you've never gone to a wrestling match and you want to go to one, hey, okay, I'll go to one wrestling match, well, then make this one the one you go to because it's going to have a little bit of everything for everybody.
The big live events, Jim, you're right, are where it's at. I can remember, and I just went through my old stuff a couple of weeks ago. Some of my old ticket stubs from all my years going to the Greensboro Coliseum, and I have many of them, many great memories.
When you were a fan.
Yes, many great memories.
With all your buddies.
All my buddies.
Yeah.
All nine of us from Craigsville, Virginia, just load into a van and go.
That pretty well closed the town down, didn't it? Yes. Last one left, turn the lights off. Like leaving Westville, Oklahoma. Let's talk to Lee in a big city, a Peachtree City, Georgia. Hi, Lee.
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
Tony?
Hey.
I've got a quick comment and then a twofold question real fast.
All right.
Okay, my comment is, lately I've been noticing, like with the Jake the Snake Roberts Snakebite thing, plus the Slam Jam album, you're sounding just a little bit like the WWF. I don't want to take away from the contenders in the WCW because they are greatest in the world.
Yeah, well, I think you're not going to see any more snake bites or dog bites or parakeet bites, no animals. So that's not going to happen. And the second thing is that these albums or this album is not sung by the wrestlers.
Okay.
This album is theme songs, I guess, for lack of a better term. Music for the wrestlers that has been written for them, but it's not like Ron Simmons is not singing his song. And Michael Hayes, I think, is singing once or twice on the entire album. So
now here's my question real quick.
All right.
Just because I like the little weasel because he's so much fun to watch because he's hilarious, be stupid. I like to know where Pauly Dangerously is and where is the world's television title.
All right, Lee, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to answer those questions for you, but first we're going to take a quick break. This portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by Starrcade 92, available on pay-per-view, live in the Omni on Monday, December 28th, and we'll be back. This is News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Call now.
And thank you very much and welcome back, everyone. Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone with you here tonight in Atlanta. It's 47 degrees here on top of Peachtree. And had a nice visit there, Tony, earlier with Coach Hugh Durham and Larry Munson before they left the building. Coach Durham's got a big week coming up this week. Played
sure
Georgia Tech, I think, Wednesday at the Omni.
Mm-hmm.
And then UCLA.
UCLA, that's right. So it is a big week. He said it's one of the biggest weeks in Georgia basketball history.
Yeah.
And they've had some big weeks.
I hope they have some big crowds for the Cuppenheimer Classic. That's a real prestigious tournament, and it's really growing, and it certainly needs everybody's support because it's good basketball out there. We're going to be taking more of your telephone calls, 872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK are numbers. Every line is full as we speak, so we shall go back to the telephones. Still to come, we'll be telling you what to expect to see this weekend on television. Some great TV as we are preparing for the big event on Monday night, December 28th, right here in Atlanta in the Omni. Again, tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets. Tony's going to be telling us more about that before we go to the news at the bottom of the hour. Some big events tomorrow. We're going to be back at Center Stage. That's turning into a fun place to go. Tickets for that event are free. Taping starts at 7 o'clock. It's a block from the Art Center MARTA station. And we have a lot of fun there. And this week, this will be the last time we're going to tape for a couple, 3 weeks.
Be the last time we'll tape for, what, January 12th or so? 11th, maybe?
We'll all be a year older.
Mm-hmm.
Especially me. Literally. The WCW calendar. I'm looking at your notes, actually. Tomorrow night, Center Stage. Christmas Day, Jacksonville, Florida. Saturday the 26th in St. Pete. I was just there.
Yes, you were. The Tampa St. Pete area.
Saw a lot of wrestling fans there, too, as a matter of fact, last couple of days. Also on the 26th in Fort Myers, Florida, Deion Sanders will not be there. And in Florence, Alabama, he will not be there either on Saturday the 26th. On Sunday the 27th, you know, Deion will not speak to the local media.
Yes, I know that.
Deion will not even speak to the Falcon Radio Network. He will not take time out of his schedule just to say, hey. But be that as it may. What's that got to do with the 27th of December when we'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina? We have a lot of listeners over in Charlotte.
We sure do.
3 o'clock in the afternoon in Charlotte. For many, many years, one of the great cities for wrestling in the country. And Greenville, South Carolina on the 27th. And Hartselle, Alabama. That's also a 3 o'clock event.
Sparkman Civic Center.
Hartselle, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock, Sunday, 27th of December. And then, of course, Starrcade on Monday night, the 28th, here in the Omni again. Tuesday, the 29th of December in Philadelphia. Wednesday the 12th of the 30th of December in Baltimore. And so some big events coming up, and we'll give you some more events, including coming to Bluefield, West Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee, Gainesville, Georgia on Tuesday, January 5th, Montgomery, Alabama, the cradle of the Confederacy, on Wednesday the 6th of January.
Right.
So some big events coming up, and we'll be talking about more about those. I want to go down here because I can and do Kenneth, who's calling from Philadelphia. Kenneth, you're on AM 750 WSB with Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I'd like to know what you think the chances of Pullman and Windham winning the tag team titles.
Oh, I think the chances are probably quite good. The thing that is the interesting link here, perhaps, Kenneth, is Shane Douglas. How he is going to react in this type situation, because it will be his first time to defend a title on a pay-per-view as a champion. And a major championship. He may have, I'm not aware of this, you know, I don't think he's been a champion on any other pay-per-view that I can recall. So I think the big key of the match is how he competes. But I think that because of that unknown entity, that Windham and Pillman got a great chance to win. What else you got on your mind?
I'd like to know what happened to the TV title.
Well, we need to answer that question,
That's right.
our other caller, callers from Peachtree City. The television title right now I'm assuming, even though we have not seen a message on it, that I'm assuming that the title is vacant because Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner's contracts have expired in WCW. They couldn't come to terms with WCW, so they are no longer employed here. So obviously the title would be vacant, even though an official statement has yet to be released on that.
Hired or not, you have 30 days to defend the title within a 30-day period, and Scott Steiner did not do that. So even if he were still here,
but they could have given him an injury waiver or something.
Right.
But in any event, they're no longer competing here. So that's the way that works. We got to take a break, Daryl. Well, fans, we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Talk Radio AM 750 WSB.
Now more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thank you very much, and welcome back, everybody, to the program. Good to have you with us here tonight. We've had a busy day today. We've had our whole company, WCW, has been extremely busy this month, and we are putting a lot of effort into not only Starrcade 92, but also preparations are being made now for the January 13th Clash of the Champions, which will be live on TBS, and that will originate from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that'll be on Wednesday, January 13th. So a lot of big projects in the works. Jim Ross with you here tonight with Tony Schiavone, and we have every line is blinking. Isn't that wonderful? 872-0750, our local number. Our national toll-free number is 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm going to talk to Andrew in Oak Ridge, Tennessee in a few moments. But, Tony, we forgot one other thing. The gentleman did ask, where is Paulie Dangerously? And I talked to him on the phone last week from Scarsdale, New York. And he's I don't know exactly what he's up to, but you know that it's no good.
That's right.
I mean,
it's never any good. And when you don't hear from him in a long time, you know he's plotting something. So he's one of those guys to where he's more dangerous when he's low profile.
He left a message on my Audex at work at 6:30 a.m. I bet he was just getting ready to go to bed.
Probably so.
Somebody says, boy, what a fine, upstanding young man that Paul E. Dangerously is. He was up at the crack of dawn. It was 6:30 in the morning, and he was on the phone to his good friend Jim Ross. Well, there's two mistakes there. First of all, he isn't my good friend. And secondly, he ain't been to bed yet.
That's right. He's no one's good friend.
He's a vampire. And that's why he's losing all his hair. And I wish you could hear that right now. We'll have to call him. We ought to call him. We should call him a little bit later. We should call him and tell him, sorry you couldn't be on tonight, Paul. And he would say, but I could have if you'd called me earlier. Let's talk to Andrew in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Andrew, you're on the Wrestling with Jim Ross. Tony Schiavone is our guest tonight. And we thank you for holding.
Hey, Jim. Hi, Tony.
Hey, man.
Well, I got a comment and then a question. Tony was talking about a while ago about he's going through his tickets from Greensboro. And you guys are going over the classics on the main event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you all should do from way back at the Great American Bash 86, Dusty and Flair from Greensboro.
Oh, that was when Dusty defeated Flair in the cage,
yeah,
right? For
sure
the
was.
World title.
Yep.
We'll probably get plenty of support to show that match.
I'd love to see it.
All right, Andrew. That's a good suggestion, though. That's yeah. good. And anybody else that's got some favorite? We put the address on the show for people to write
yeah.
and suggest. And we certainly, I'm glad you're mentioning it here. Anybody that wants to write us with that too, we want to know what people like to see.
Andrew, was that televised? Did we have the cameras there that night? Do you remember?
Yeah,
you've seen that before.
Yeah, I've got a videotape of Starrcade 86,
right.
Of Great American Bash 86.
Right.
And going over most of the matches from the 13 cities.
Yeah.
I got a question.
All right.
Dusty Rhodes, is he also known as Virgil Reynolds?
Is he also known as Virgil Reynolds? Oh, in certain circles, he is. But in not many circles. He's the American Dream. Is he not, Tony?
He is the one and only.
American Dream. We're going to talk to Daniel, who is the Savannah Dream, and he has been holding over a half an hour. And, Daniel, we thank you for your patience, and welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jim? Hey, Tony.
Hey, man.
Had a quick question for you, a couple of questions. Where's Road Warrior Animal?
Road Warrior Animal has left the WWF. He left soon after his partner Hawk did. I think he's up in Minneapolis where he's got some businesses, but I understand he's not wrestling for anybody right now.
Okay, and I heard recently that Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes had a tag team match, and they had mystery partners. Who were those partners?
Dustin Rhodes and Barry Windham had a match against each other?
It was a tag team match.
Right.
And they were supposed to have had mystery partners from Texas or something like that.
Mystery partners from Texas.
New one on me. I hadn't heard that one, bud. Sorry, right. Couldn't help you on that one. I don't know on that answer. That's got me stumped. Brett in Smyrna, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone.
Yes. Hi, Jim. Hi, Tony.
Hey, buddy.
I've got a couple comments and questions.
Okay.
My first comment is, I assume that you took away the WCW trivia, and I'd like to see that again.
Okay. Good idea.
And, my other comment, was that I, loved your Thundercage 92 in the Omni.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, I heard that Marcus Alexander Bagwell got in a broken nose, and I was wondering if that was true.
Yeah, he broke his nose in a match with Vinny Vegas, didn't he, Tony?
Yeah, a fist to the face, although I think the nose is pretty much healed up now. But you're right, and he kind of wanted to get back at Vinny Vegas, but I think he's okay right now.
Thanks, Brett, for the call and the suggestion about the trivia. We'll certainly file that one away. I think that's probably a good idea that we should start doing here. And if we ever get to the second hour, we'll have plenty of time for stuff like that. Let's talk to Dale. Dale, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got two questions to ask you about Sting. Do you think he'll become the King of Cable against Big Van Vader?
Dale, I don't know if any one guy in wrestling, if Vader is healthy and on, can beat the big guy. And that includes Sting. And I'm not saying that in any derogatory fashion about Sting. I just don't know if you can make up that much mass. He's 200 pounds bigger than Sting.
Yeah, if there's any one man who can win the King of Cable and can win Battle Bowl in one night, it's Big Van Vader. He has the potential to do all of that.
Okay, do you think he'll win the Lethal Lottery?
Who's that, Sting?
Oh, the Battle Bowl?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Sting is guaranteed to be in the Lethal Lottery drawing. Van Vader is not. Again, his name will be in the drawing, but only 11 slots are available. And if you have 30 or 35 or 40 or 45, whatever the names end up being, the number, only 11 guys are going to be drawn. So the odds of Vader getting in the Lethal Lottery would be a little bit long, I think, for anybody at this point.
Right.
Let's see. Let's talk to a Jim in Stone Mountain. Jim, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Tony. I was just wondering about the light heavyweight title and when that tournament's supposed to be.
Well, the original announcement that we heard, the information we got, was that the event was going to be in sometime after the first of the year. Have you heard anything other than that, Tony?
Nothing else. So, you know, we had talked about Clash of the Champions coming up in Milwaukee, although I haven't heard anything about the light heavyweight title at all.
So I don't know the story on that one. I just we'll have to wait. But that'd be a good question too to ask around this week and see if we can find out something on that one. Let's talk to David in Stockbridge. David, you're in Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB, and I thank you for holding.
Well, thank you, Jim. Hello, Tony.
Hey.
I was just thinking back to times when we'd go to the wrestling matches in Charlotte. Two of the most famous wrestlers being from Charlotte, Paul Jones and Ric Flair. And there were some great matches up there. But the question I was calling about is, what has happened to Nikita Koloff?
Nikita's had some surgery. Nikita got himself injured. What did he have?
Hernia? He had a hernia.
Hernia.
He got a hernia wrestling Big Van Vader in a match.
Well, that's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't lift heavy things with the, you know.
Yes.
That's what you, and really.
That's
I
right.
mean, we can make fun, but you're, again, it's hard for people to understand the enormity of this man. He is not a big tub of goo. You know, I refereed some wrestling matches years ago with the McGuire twins. In the Guinness Book of Records, one weighed 660 and one weighed 640. Those guys, God bless them, were tubs of goo. Large tubs of goo, actually. This man's a monster.
He is. And my other question is, do you think now we'll see the best tag team in wrestling ever, Arn Anderson and Barry Windham, get back together now?
Well, Arn Anderson's got some problems. He's got some knee problems right now, and I really believe that Barry Windham, Antonio, I don't know what you think, but I think Barry Windham seems to be very comfortable with Brian Pillman, and it looks like that might be a pretty good fit.
That's going to be a pretty solid tag team. I think a better question about Arn Anderson is he going to be able to wrestle again? Not necessarily is he going to be able to tag team, because he does have a pretty serious knee injury.
Yeah, he's going to have some rehabilitation, and the STF, is a tough hold.
It sure is.
No doubt about that.
It sure is.
Let's talk to Brett, who's calling us from Indiana. Where are you in Indiana, Brett?
Terre Haute.
Terre Haute. Well, we appreciate you calling tonight, and welcome to the show.
Okay, thanks a lot. I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Hey, have you all ever found out anything about the WCW wrestling game for Super Nintendo or anything? Have you all?
Tony Schiavone is probably the foremost, Brett, Nintendo expert that I know.
Mm-hmm.
He can certainly help you in that. Tony, what's the story?
Brett, there is no WCW game out for Super Nintendo right now, but I know that there is something in the works for it.
What do we have? What does WCW have in the
WCW has a WCW game for the regular Nintendo.
Oh.
But nothing for the Super Nintendo. That's the new 16-bit system that was out last September. So there's nothing yet, but you keep looking, because that one for the regular Nintendo was one of the hottest items.
That's good.
Yeah.
And did you all notice that Jerry Lawler in the WWF? It seems to me like they're getting everybody. You all need to get some good wrestlers in there. Man, there's Vicious and Ultimate Warrior and the Road Warriors. They're all out. You need to get somebody bad.
Well, we have, I'm sure they're doing some recruiting. I don't know if Sid Vicious and the Road Warriors and the Ultimate Warrior are the answers, quite frankly.
Well, I think they're pretty good.
I think they're
Sting,
I do too.
I think Sting's pretty well your best wrestler right now, but Flair pretty well whooped him all the time, so y'all need to get somebody in there like Caliber Flair.
Well, that's hard to do. You know, Flair's a great athlete. I think Sting's coming into his own. You have to remember also, Brett, that Ric Flair was at the peak of his career. Ric Flair, when he wrestled Sting in 1988, Ric Flair was almost 40 years of age, and Sting was in his early 20s. He had a lot of experience on him. I'm not taking anything away from Ric Flair. I've said it on TV. I've got an argument with my own fellow comrades about Ric Flair's abilities. But you got to take in consideration the amount of experience advantage that Flair had over Sting when they met.
Absolutely. Ric Flair had the experience advantage. He was at the height. I think right now, though, if you put Sting and Flair together, because of the experience Sting has gathered over the last couple of years, it might be a different story.
And it's the same thing with Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler is older than I am, and I'll be 41 January 3rd. So, and I think Jerry Lawler is a good competitor, but he's never proved that he's a great competitor on a national level, because he rarely leaves Memphis, Tennessee. And this portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by Starrcade 92, and we'll be back with more on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Michael P.S. Hayes with the Fabulous Freebirds, and baby, when you're hot, and the hottest thing going in talk radio today is Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB, and if you think you're hot enough to handle it, call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
The key word there, Michael, is Sanka. Sanka.
You know, many people don't realize this. He's like that during the everyday walk of life, too. He's always like that. He's nuts.
He's always turned on.
Yeah.
Well, our world-famous meteorologist, Kirk Headlock Mellish, ladies and gentlemen. I know you've been waiting for this for about 52 minutes now during the hour. He tells us that the lows tonight will be from 30 to 36 degrees. We do expect a high tomorrow of 58 degrees.
All right.
Isn't that going to be nice?
That's nice.
And the low tomorrow night only down to 41, so you will not have to worry about your small children, your vegetation, or your pets to bring them in. I'm only kidding. Don't anybody call about he was talking ugly about children.
No, we only worry about children here. I don't worry about pets nor vegetation.
I'm going right off my ad lib sheet right there. It is. And let's see. Tony.
Jim.
I think we should tell the ladies and gentlemen now we have an exciting weekend of television coming up this weekend. And what shall they see if they tune in?
Well, of course, you always kick off your wrestling weekend on the Power Hour, Saturday mornings, 9 to 5 on TBS.
Breakfast time.
That's exactly right. We're going to have Masahiro Chono against Scotty Flamingo on the Power Hour this Saturday, plus Steamboat and Douglas take on the team of Tony Atlas and the Barbarian on the Power Hour.
You have your cereal with Missy.
Yes. We'll go right on to WCW Saturday night, and this is going to be a big one because, as you know, I talked with Ravishing Rick Rude. He talks about the shoulder injury
of
Ron Simmons. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking to Ron Simmons on WCW Up Close on WCW Saturday night, coming up at 6:05 this coming Saturday, and he'll talk about the injury and how he plans to deal with it as far as Starrcade is concerned. And then Dustin and Ron Simmons against Ravishing Rick Rude and Paul Orndorff. And then on the main event, Jim, I know you're excited about this. Not only are you going to have the Barbarian in action, Z-Man and Johnny Gunn, but you're also going to have from New York Knockout 1989, the I Quit match, the legendary I Quit match between Ric Flair and Terry Funk.
Five letters, two words. I quit. Gordon Sully, November 89, Troy, New York, TBS.
And then I also want to tell the fans, WCW Worldwide Wrestling coming up on the station near you. Check your local listings. We'll have the championship, the finals of the Strongest Arm Contest between Ron Simmons and Heavy Metal Van Hammer.
The fans in Atlanta can see it on WVEU.
That's right. It's now on at 4:30 in the afternoon.
4:30 Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. So here in the Atlanta area. But it's on all over the country. It's in Birmingham and Knoxville. So in over 100 stations across America.
In Charlotte.
With Tony and his sidekick, Jesse the Body Ventura, the mayor of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
If you
want to talk about federal lawsuits, we'll give you Jesse's number and you can call him because...
And if you have 4 hours,
yeah,
let me say that. And I also want to tell the fans, by the time I get to a TV taping after riding with Jesse Ventura, I'm blown up. I've had enough of Jesse Ventura.
Call Uncle, right? All right, well, let's get back to telephones here and try to get as many more callers as we can. We've had a great night for telephone calls tonight, and our producer, Daryl Harris, has done a magnificent job, even though his pink leotard seemed a little bit tight tonight, Daryl, but that's all right. The holidays are here. We're all gaining a few inches around the old middle. Kendall in Lithia Springs, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and we thank you for being with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to know, who's your pick for the... I got two questions for you. Who's your pick for the arm wrestling tournament against Big Van Vader and Ron Simmons? Van Vader and Ron Simmons.
It's Van Hammer and Ron Simmons.
Yeah, Van Hammer. Excuse me.
Well, again, I don't know. Hammer's hot, but, I'm going with Vader.
Simmons.
What I say?
You said Vader.
I mean Simmons.
Yes, right.
And I was wanting to know...
I don't know about that. His shoulder's bothered.
That's right. That's a good point.
We just mentioned that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might be too close to call. Go ahead. I'll sell him the fence some more.
Could a WWF and WCW, could they ever get in a feud with each other and have some kind of tournament, wrestling tournament with each other?
Oh, they could, Kendall. That'd make a lot of sense to television programmers. It'd make a lot of sense to pay-per-view customers. And it'd be wonderful for the wrestling fans. With all those solid reasons on the table, it'll never happen because of politics and egos and paranoia. Paranoia runs deep.
Mm. Boy, does it ever.
Buffalo Springfield, 1973 or whatever.
Does it ever.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's not the best for the fans, so, well, we don't want to do that, do we? Heck no. Let's see. Tony's favorite, Sue, is on the line from Powder Springs. Sue, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and we thank you for being with us tonight.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Tony. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Sue. Good.
Listen, I have a question. Last week, I believe one of y'all mentioned about Steiner's. The reason why they left was because they wanted a certain type of contract and a no-cut contract, and WCW didn't want that. And I was wanting to find out, what is a no-cut contract? What does the term mean?
Well, basically, Sue, it means that there are no provisions, no checks and balances for management. It's like Tony and I were talking during the break about Barry Bonds, who just signed with the San Francisco Giants for $43 million. Let me tell you something, folks. There's not a human being walking the face of the earth, in my opinion, that's worth $43 million to play baseball. That is obscene.
The only person worth $43 million would be someone who finds the cure to AIDS or cancer.
Oh, that's ridiculous. And these athletes, they want to not be held accountable. Their conduct, their professionalism, their productivity, and whether it's the Steiners or Tony Schiavone or Jim Ross or Daryl Harris or you, Sue, we all got to be held accountable when we're working for a living.
Oh, yeah. So really, no cut means that they wouldn't be responsible.
They want a different set of rules than other people because nobody else has got no-cut contracts.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You bet, Sue. We appreciate your call, as always, here on the program. Let's get... what is that, Daryl? What happened? Scared me.
That's our little holiday bumper, isn't it?
And on the holiday bumper, if you'll call 741... Uh-oh. Well, now you blew the whole deal, Daryl. We're out of here. It's... Daryl says on my deal, we've got to be done at 59:29. You lied? What time we got? How much time we got? I got 35 seconds. I had a great story to tell everybody, too, a moving story.
Does Daryl realize that you were on a flight from Tampa Bay to here, and now you only got 35 seconds to go?
I don't know.
Daryl, you know who you're talking to?
He's cold.
You know who has to suffer about this tomorrow morning? I do in
Schiavone.
The office.
I'll yell at him. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate everybody calling tonight, and wish we could have got more of you on because the phones are great. Tony, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Jim. I look forward to Starcade and look forward to subbing for you in a couple of weeks.
You'll be here when I go to Los Angeles, and we'll be back with you live tomorrow night or next Sunday night for our producer, Daryl Harris, and Tony Schiavone. I'm Jim Ross, and I want to say good night, everybody.